And now more Tune Up with Deb, produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Let's send it back to your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today is Vivica Watson. She is a travel consultant, a seasoned travel consultant with Travel Agent Next Door. I've invited Vivica to be interviewed today, really to give us inside scoop into the travel agency and what that industry looks like now, how it's evolved, how it benefits their customers and their clients. And just before the break, Vivica was talking about things to watch out for when you're choosing a travel agent. And she had mentioned insurance and she had mentioned licensing. And I'd like her just to talk a little bit more about that, just to give us a really solid idea in terms of safety, what we should be looking for when choosing a travel agent to work with.
So Vivica, can you talk to us about the insurance and the licensing again, please?
Sure. The insurance basically is we are a member, or most travel agencies pay to become a member of the Insurance Council of BC. So that's to protect us for so that we can consult competitively and competently on travel insurance. That's the main thing. But the big thing is the Consumer Protection Agency, especially in BC. They do a fantastic job of monitoring agencies that are, for lack of a better word, a little bit sketchy. You want to make sure that your agency is monitored or is a part of a Consumer Protection Agency, and phone them. If you have any doubts at all about a travel agent that you're working with, phone the Consumer Protection Agency and ask them about it. And again, if you book with any supplier out of Canada, be it online and or a hard copy, none of your travel is protected if you do not receive the service that you paid for or if the supplier defaults.
Is that because they may not be licensed in the particular province? Are you talking about maybe we're booking with the travel agency in the States?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So because they're not registered, all suppliers, all tour operator suppliers have to be registered with the within their province.
That is such a good tip for protection. So I'd like to move on into some particular questions about travel. What kinds of things do travelers overlook when it comes to booking their vacations?
Well, there's not a lot, actually. With the internet now, people are pretty savvy about what they're looking for and what they can do with their time. I think the biggest thing that people totally forget about is quite frankly, is medical insurance, is traveling outside of the country. You can get into a heck of a lot of trouble if you don't have proper medical insurance, especially if you're doing something like bungee jumping or, you know, river rafting or something like that. So you don't want to be shelling out thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, for a hospital visit while you're going. But no, generally, there's not a lot of overlooking when people book their holidays. Most people pretty much know, you know, what the scoop is. Sometimes the odd airfare or the airline, they don't think about a connecting time, and that's really important too, is to make sure that you have enough connecting time in the airports because they're really busy now.
They are. Question about the medical insurance. Do you advise specifically on medical insurance options?
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, I have a couple of companies that we do offer medical coverage through, dependent upon your level of health.
Okay.
And age and duration of travel.
So in the first segment, you had mentioned a term that I'm not familiar with, so I imagine that my listeners aren't familiar with. You had mentioned soft adventure. So I'm curious about the different types of vacations that people are interested in. Now, personally, I prefer restful, maybe the option of hiking, but I certainly don't want to be completely tired at the end of the day from a physical workout. So What are the different types of adventures and vacations that people are interested in these days?
Well, it is part of one of the fastest growing travel segment right now, or a fastest growing area of the travel segment right now, is definitely soft adventure. And by that, this is definitely my definition of it. I would say like walking holidays, and they don't have to be extreme hiking through the mountains. Quite often they're just rambles 3 or 4 hours, and you walk to a pub, and you have a drink, and you walk to another pub, and you have lunch, that sort of thing. Biking. Biking is hugely popular, and there's so many biking companies, and what they do, basically, is they supply the bikes and a day pack, and you ride from A to B, and they follow behind in a van with all of your luggage. You stop for lunch. River cruising. I would think river cruising to me is soft adventure. There's so many things that you can do. Barging cruises. The barge cruises in France, for instance, you can take a barge that goes quite slowly down some of the rivers, and they have bike paths along the side, and you can bike alongside the barge as it goes down there. Foodie tours. To me, that's a soft adventure tour. Where you maybe, let's say you go to Vietnam and you have a 3-day, you have a week holiday or a week tour, but three of those you're doing a food class.
A cooking class.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So I have a question about the biking tour. So you're on a bike, you said, and there's a lot of people on bikes and they're traveling from point A to point B. And you mentioned there's a van behind them with their luggage. When they travel, when they get to point B, is there a hotel waiting for them at point B, or is this really roughing it?
No, there's a hotel waiting for them at point B, a hotel or a cabin on your cruise ship. Yes. So you're basically biking for 4 or 5 hours, maybe during the day. And they're not strenuous. A lot of them aren't strenuous at all. You're biking through vineyards and fields and along country lanes. There's a fabulous one that goes through the lavender fields in France in the late spring. So, yeah, no, you definitely have a half-decent hotel and a shower the next morning.
Yes, that would definitely be necessary. So can you talk to us about what the hottest or the most sought-after vacation destinations currently are?
Well, everybody, you know what? One of the other questions, just to get back to one of your other questions that people ask, is where's the next hidden gem? There aren't any hidden gems anymore. The world is too small and it's too easy to get there. I've seen Italy is trending back in a big way right now. Rome, Tuscany, the Amalfi Coast, Spain. I was just recently in Madrid and Barcelona, and it's very, very popular. Greece is coming back now that their economy has settled down a little bit. Iceland, that's very popular, especially with the direct flights from Vancouver to Keflavik now. And then if you're looking for something a little bit off the beaten track, try Slovenia. That's becoming an up-and-coming destination. Or Jordan, going to the ruins at Petra. So there really isn't a big trend right now, just because the world is so small. Everybody can get there now.
I'm trying to remember the year that my husband took me to Venice. And we did a small Mediterranean cruise from Venice, and it would always had been a dream of mine to go to Venice. And I was actually quite disappointed because it was so busy with tourists that, which of course I was part of the busyness, but I really wanted to have an authentic visit to this old land and this old country and really take it in and really process. The other stop that we made on the Mediterranean cruise that I was very surprised at was Croatia. We went to Dubrovnik, Croatia, and it was lovely. Absolutely the place to go for not being busy, but being able to enjoy the rich history and quite sad history, actually, but that they've risen out of such real grief. And it was a beautiful destination. But the busyness of these popular places, I think there must be an ebb and flow to that. So you're saying that Italy is becoming popular again. Maybe it's because it was so busy and now it's calming down. Do you see anything to that comment?
I'm not quite sure how to answer that one. Italy's busy. There's no getting away from the crowd in Rome and Venice and Florence. But once you get into the north, you get up into the hillside, you get up into the hill towns just outside of Tuscany, it's absolutely fantastic. There's hardly any crowds. They have the most beautiful churches. Usually they have some kind of a walled city or part of an old walled city. So there are some less traveled areas in some of those areas. But I'm not sure why Italy's trending back, but for some reason the last couple of years I've done quite a bit of Italy. Maybe it's our age. I don't know.
I'll have to have a chat with my husband about taking me again, but maybe going a little more north this time as per your recommendation. I'd really like to have some information from you about how we as consumers can protect ourselves against scams in the travel industries. Would you please talk to us in detail about this? This is something that I've been very concerned about for quite some time, so I very much appreciate your insight on that.
Okay, so there isn't really one definition of travel fraud or scam. It comes in multiple forms. It can be triggered at any time in your traveling experience, from buying your airline ticket, booking hotel rooms, or even have your credit card data stolen now. They can scan your credit cards no matter where you are. And what's really sad is it's accelerating, based on the rapid growth of online travel booking services, and not all of them are legitimate. Also, the use of digital devices and apps raise the potential for travel fraud as well. It gives scammers another target to perpetuate it. Some of the main ones is the third-party discount scams, and I think we're all pretty familiar with those. The foghorn that comes on the telephone when you answer it, and travelers are tempted all the time to reach for discounted vacations offered from third-party firms. They're designed to lure you in to make impulse decisions on hotels, airlines, cruise lines, and other travel packages. So you provide a credit card, and then these discount firms will pocket the charges and all too often not provide the services promises or definitely skimp on the offerings. The other one is, and if it's too good to be true, you know what I say, the free vacation offers. The free vacations from companies that you've never heard of before just don't happen, and not unless there's a major catch involved in the deal. Know the warning signs, including offers of gorgeous, exotic locales with no specific mention of hotels and resorts and airlines, and then they want your credit card again for a deposit. Then there's the high-pressure booking tactics. This is a really high sales tactic to put the pressure on to close any sort of a travel deal, and they do so for a reason. Consumers who book a travel package well in advance, they often do so with a credit card payment. Well, actually, they all do with a credit card payment now. And by the time the consumer figures out the travel company is defrauding him or her, it's often too late to get your money back. So check with your card carrier. The other thing to do is you go back to my statement before, make sure that they are registered with a registered agency in your province, but also check with your credit card carrier to verify what they offer for consumer protection.
Hmm. Those are all excellent, excellent points. Viv, can you give our listeners your contact details so that they can either look you up online or give you a telephone call?
Oh, sure. It's Viv Watson at the Travel Agent Next Door, and I'm in Powell River. It's 604-483-8697.
Thanks again for your time, Viv. I very much appreciate it. To my listeners, thank you very much for your time, and we'll chat again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.